We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Ketubot. We are up to Daf Pei Tet. We will begin, however, on the last line of Pehet Amud Bet by the Mishnah. This limud is Le'ilui Nishmat, Harav Shalom Cohen ben Tfacha Malka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latif, Erez ben Miriam, Baruch ben Shelomo, Luba bat Mazal, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sara, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Rivka bat Devora, Et Rivka bat Mordechai and Tzulika bat Chana, Aleihem Shalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shlema for Esther bat Sara, Elisheva bat Neta, Chana bat Tzulika, Gabriela Masuda bat Sara. The Mishnah begins, Hotzia get ve'en imo ketuba. In a case where a woman comes and shows us a get, the bill of divorce, ve'en imo ketuba, but she doesn't have the ketuba. She's asking, she's demanding that her husband pay the money of the ketubah, but all she is showing is her get. Without her ketubah, she doesn't have it. The halacha is gova ketubata. She collects the payment of the ketubah. The husband cannot claim that he already paid it. Even if he says, I paid, he's not believed. Ketubah is a ma'ase bedin. The payment of ketubah is something that is by authority of the bedin. And therefore, a person is not ne'eman just to say, I paid it, just like that, without any proof. So even though she is not showing her ketubah, he has to pay her the ketubah. Ketubah ve'eni maget, let's say it was the other way around. She produced the ketubah, but she doesn't have her get with her. She's not showing her get, she doesn't have that, but the ketubah she is showing, and she's demanding payment. Hi omeret avad giti, she is saying, I lost my document of the get, and he says, just like you lost your get, I lost my shovar. Shovar means the receipt for the payment of your ketubah. I paid it already, but I lost the receipt. Or another case, if a creditor shows a shtarchov, a document, a loan document, after the Shemitah year, and he's asking to collect the loan, the enimo puzbul, but he's not showing any puzbul, he doesn't have it. Hare elu lo yipareu, these two cases cannot collect their debt. So in other words, the woman who brings the ketubah but she doesn't show a get, and he says, I paid it, but I lost my shovar, just like you lost your get, she doesn't collect, she cannot collect her ketubah. And same thing, a baal chov that shows a shtar chov, he shows that he's owed money, but it's after the year of Shemitah, and he doesn't produce a posbul, he cannot collect his debt. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, Mina sakana va'ilach, from the time of danger and on, what does that mean? What danger? When the governments at the time, when the Roman government and so on, when they made gezerot, they banned the performance of mitzvot by the threat of loss of life. And so people, what they would do is, after giving a get, which is a mitzvah, to give a get when there is a case of divorce, or a posbul, which is a mitzvah by the year of Shemitah, what they would do is they would destroy it immediately after that. They would give the get, and they would tear it up in order that the authorities should not catch them that they did a mitzvah. So mina sakana va'ilach isha gova ketubata shelo beget. A woman can collect her ketubah even if she doesn't show her get, because we assume that it was already torn. Ubaal chov gove shelo bepuzbul, and a creditor can collect even without showing the puzbul, because again, it had to be torn. So it's no proof that he never had it. He had it, but it was torn up because of the sakana. The Gemara begins by saying, Shema mina kotvim shovar. We can conclude from the first case of our Mishnah that the halacha is that we write a shovar, that when the ketubah is paid up by the husband, a receipt is written up for him as proof of payment. And the same thing by a baal chov, a creditor. Once the one who owes money pays up, the bedin write him up a receipt so that he should have proof. How do we see that from our Mishnah? Because what does it say in the Mishnah? That even though the woman does not have her ketubah, she can still collect her ktuba. And if you tell me de'i en kotvim shovar, if you tell me that one does not have to write, the bedin do not have to write a receipt, then lechush dilma mapkale liktubata vegaviaba. Let us be concerned that maybe, okay, now she's going to collect her ktuba without showing the ktuba, and then 2 months later she'll come along, she'll show her ktuba, she'll find it somehow, and she'll want to collect again. And now what is the husband going to do? Ela vadai, we see that we write a shovar. Once you write the receipt, the husband has proof that he already paid, and she will not be able to do that. So in fact, the Gemara is asking this as a question. We see from our Mishnah, kotvim shovar, and yet we know that in the Gemara Masechet Baba Batra, and Daf Kufayin Aleph, the halacha is said that we don't have to write a shovar. So how could it be that our Mishnah is against that halacha? That's the question of the Gemara, how Rashi explains. Answers the Gemara, Amarav, b'makom she'en kotvim ktuba askinan. Really, there's no proof from our Mishnah that we have to write a shovar. Because in our Mishnah, we are dealing with a makom, with a place, she'en kotvim ktuba, where the minhag is that they don't necessarily write up the ktuba. In those places, there is a general halakha that the Chachamim said that a husband has to pay his wife the ktubah, even if there's no ktubah that's written. So therefore, in this case, there's no concern that maybe she's going to bring a ktubah later on. The reason why he has to pay is because she's coming, she's asking for the ktubah. Okay, he pays because it's minhag makom that a ktubah is not written. She will not be able to come back and collect again with a ktubah because the minhag makom is not to write. That's why the Mishnah doesn't have that concern, because it's speaking about b'makom she'en kotvim ktuba. Ushmuel amar af b'makom she'kotvim ktuba. But Shmuel argues with Rav, and he says, no, our Mishnah is talking even in a place that a ktuba is written. So the Gemara immediately asks, v'li Shmuel kotvim shovar. If that's the case, then according to Shmuel, we see clearly from our Mishnah that a shovar has to be written, or else she's going to be able to collect a second time. Is that what Shmuel holds? Not like what we learn in the Gemara Kufayin Aleph. Is Shmuel holding that kotvim shovar? Amar Rav Anan said, "Ledidi mifarsha limine demar Shmuel." I heard personally from Shmuel to explain his words. And he explained as follows, "Bemakom she'en kotvim, in a place where the minhag is not to necessarily write up a ktuba, ve'amar katafti, and the husband says, I did write a ktuba, alav lehavi re'aya, then he, the husband, it's incumbent upon him to bring proof that he wrote one. So in that case, she won't be able to collect payment of the ktuba without first showing a ktuba. B'makom shekotvim, but in a place where the minag is to write a ktuba, ve'amra lo katavli, and she says, he didn't write a ktuba for me, aleha le'avi re'aya, then she has to bring the proof that he did not write a ktuba, and only then can she collect the payment without a ktuba. Ve'af rav hadarbe, and the Gemara says, even Rav took back his interpretation of the Mishnah, he changed his mind. The Amar Rav, Rav said, ben b'makom shekotvim, ben b'makom she'en kotvim, both in a place where they write a ktuba, or in a place where they don't have the minhag to write a ktuba, get gova ikar. If she only shows a get, then she can collect the ikar ktuba, the main amount of the ktuba, which is 200 for a betula, 100 for an almana. Ktuba gova tosefet. If she's able to produce the ktuba, then she can also collect the additional sum that was written in the ktuba, an added amount to the ikar. V'chol harotze lehashiv, yavo v'yashiv. And anyone who wants to come and challenge this solution, let him come and challenge it. It's not a problem, because there's no longer any possibility that she's going to deceive and come back and collect again the ktuba, because she can gain nothing by showing the ktuba in the second bedin after she already collected by showing the get before. By showing the get before, she collected the ikar. She cannot collect again the ikar just by showing the ktuba, because the get gova ikar. The ktuba only gives you the tosefet. So if she comes with a ketubah, so then she can collect the tosefet, but she can never recollect what she already collected, because the one time she showed the get, she collected the ikar, she won't be able to do that again. So therefore, that's the solution. And therefore, our Mishnah could be talking in both cases, whether in a place of kotvim or in a place of en kotvim, it doesn't matter. Asks the Gemara, Tanan, but we learned in our Mishnah, Ketubah ve'eni maget. If let's say she comes with the Ketubah without the get, he omeret avad giti, and she's saying, I lost my get. Ve'hu omer, and he says, I already paid the Ketubah, and you wrote me a receipt, but avad shovari, I lost the receipt. Ve'chen ba'al chov, she'otzi shtar chov, ve'eni mo pozbul, hare elu lo yipare'u. And the Baal Chov that shows a loan document without a Puzbul after the Shemitah year cannot collect. So now, the Gemara says, Bishlama l'Shmuel. I understand according to Shmuel, we could always explain the Mishnah. Mukila, he can explain the Mishnah. B'makom she'en kotvim ve'amar katavti. That we're talking about in a place where the common minhag is not to write a ketubah. And the Baal, the husband, previously said, I wrote a ketubah, and that's why he didn't want to pay the ketubah money when she just showed the get, because he was concerned that maybe later on she's going to show the ketubah and demand a second payment. So therefore, in that case, what did we say to him when he said, katafti, damrinan le aite reaya? We tell him, according to Shmuel, bring proof that you wrote a ketubah. And if he doesn't bring proof, we tell him, go and pay her based on the get that she is showing. And therefore, that's why now the Mishnah is saying that when she comes and she shows a ketubah, and the husband is claiming that he already paid because she showed previously the get, and he lost the receipt, the Mishnah is saying that he doesn't have to pay, because we believe that he already paid before. Ela le'Rav, but according to Rav, why does the Mishnah say that she cannot collect the ketubah? Nehi de'ikar lo gavya. I understand that she cannot collect the ikar haketubah, because he can always say that she already received that amount previously by showing the get, but tosefet mi'atigbe, but she should be able to collect the tosefet because of the ketubah that she is showing now. Because just by showing the get alone, she never received the tosefet. So by showing the ketubah now, why is she not able to collect the tosefet, according to Rav? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Hacha b'ma'eskinan." Over here, what are we dealing with? Keshe'en sham ede gerushin. In a case where there are no witnesses to the gerushin, to the divorce. Migo de'achol omar lo gerashtia. So therefore, the husband has a migo. He could have said, if he wanted to lie, he could have said, I never divorced her, and therefore she's entitled to nothing. But since he could have said that, and he didn't, yachol lememar, we believe him when he said, gerashtiha v'natati la ketubata, I divorced her, and I already paid her ketubah. So Rav Yosef explains the Mishnah in such a way where there are no edei gerushin. That's how we can understand it, even according to Rav, why he doesn't have to pay the ketubah. Asks the Gemara, Hamidiktani Seifa, but from the fact that the Seifa of the Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer mina sakana va'ilach isha gova ketubata shelo beget u'bal chov shelo bepuzbul. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, however, from the time of sakana in on, a woman can collect her ketubah even without showing the get, and a creditor can collect his loan without showing a puzbul. So now, this last part of the Mishnah must be b'de'ika ede gerushin askinan. It has to be that in a case where we're dealing with a case where there are witnesses to the divorce. De'i leka ede gerushin b'may gavya. Because if we're talking about that there are no witnesses to the divorce, so how is she going to collect? What does Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel mean that she's able to collect? How is she collecting without ede gerushin? The Mishnah has to be talking here in a case where there are ede gerushin, right? So what are you telling me? That the first part of the Mishnah is talking about where there are no edim, and all of a sudden Rabban Shimon Gamliel is talking about a case where there are edim. Ela, rather, you have to understand the Mishnah as follows. Kula Rabban Shimon Gamliel hi. The entire Mishnah is really according to the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mishnah is missing words. It's incomplete. And this is how, this is what the Mishnah really is teaching. In a case where she only shows the ketubah and she doesn't show her get, and he says, I lost my receipt, I paid it up. So hare elu lo yipareu. He doesn't have to pay. True. Here is the insert into the Mishnah. When is this halacha said? That's only kishen sham ede girushin. In a case where there are no edim of girushin, therefore he doesn't have to pay because he has a migo. He could have said, I never divorced her, and she's not entitled to anything. That's why, since he has a migo, he's believed and he doesn't have to pay. Aval yesham ede girushin, however, in the case where there are edim, witnesses of the girushin, then the halacha is gavya tosefet. With the ketubah that she's showing, she's able to collect the tosefet, the added sum. The ikar, and as for the main amount of the ketubah, imapka gita, if she shows a get, she can collect it. Ve'ilo mapka gita, but if she doesn't show a get, she cannot collect it. Umina sakana va'ilach, however, from the time of danger and onward, afal gav de lo mapka gita gavya, even if she would not show the get, she can collect the ikar as well. Why? Sherabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, because Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would say, Misakana vailach isha gova ketubata shelo beget, from the time of sakana in on, a woman can collect her ketuba even without producing a get, and a baal chov can collect his loan even shelo bipruzbul, without showing a pruzbul. Amri le Rav Kahana ve Rav Asi le Rav. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav, Ledidach, according to your opinion, the amart get gova ikar, that through the showing the get, she can collect the main sum of the ketubah. Almana min anisuim b'may gavya. So now let's say she's almana. Let's say she was widowed from marriage. So now b'may gavya, with what proof is she going to collect the main sum of her ketubah? I mean, she doesn't have a get. She's an almana. She was never divorced, right? And you are saying that get gova ikar, that only by showing a get can you collect the ikar. So how can a widow collect the ikar ketubah, the main sum of the ketubah? So he told them, ve'edemita, she can collect it by producing witnesses to the fact that he died. So they asked him, but wait, ve'lechush dilma gersha, maybe we should be concerned. Maybe he divorced her before he passed away. And then, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is, umapka legita vegavya be, which means like this, he divorced her before, and then he passed away. So now, after receiving her ketubah by showing witnesses to the fact that he died, now she's going to come up later and she's going to produce her get, she's going to show the get that he gave her, and she will collect a second time with it. Why are we not choshesh for that? Answers the Gemara. Rav answered. The only time she can collect payment with the witnesses who testify to her husband's death is beyoshevet tachat ba'ala. It's only when she was living under her husband the entire time, and it is clear that he didn't divorce her. But the Gemara says, but wait a second, v'dilma samuch lemita gersha, maybe he divorced her right near his death. In which case, it wasn't even known yet that she was divorced. It was a second before he died, he divorced her. And then it could come out a case where she'll demand payment for the marriage, for the ketubah, a second time. Answers the Gemara, Ihu de avsida nafshe. In that case, he's the one who causes his own loss. By divorcing her in a way where no one knows about it, that it happened, so even if such a situation occurred, what can we do? He's the one who lost out in this case. The Gemara says, Rav Kahana and Rav Ash and Rav Asi, they asked Rav another question. What about Almana mina Erusin b'may gavya? What about if she was widowed from Erusin? Meaning, not from Nisuin. They were only mitkadesh. They only got engaged. They were only meorasim, and then he died. So now b'may gavya, with what proof can she collect? So Rav said, Be'edemita, she can collect her payment with producing witnesses to his death. Ve'lechush dilma gersha, but why aren't we concerned that maybe he divorced her beforehand And now after she's going to collect her ketubah with the witnesses that he died, she's going to be umapka gita vegavya. She's going to take out her get and collect a second time. And over here, you cannot say beyoshevet tachat ba'ala, that we know they were living together and they were not divorced. After all, a me'oreset, if she's only me'oreset, she did not live yet with her husband. So there's no indication that we have that he divorced her. Ela, rather, we have no choice but to say that bimkom de lo efshar katvinan shova. Whenever it's not possible otherwise to know if a woman already received her ktuba or not, then we have to write up a receipt for the husband who pays up. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say like this, edem ita gufayhu. What about the witnesses to his death, the witnesses themselves? Nechush dilma mapka edem ita behai bedina vegavya. Why aren't we concerned that maybe she'll bring witnesses that he died in this bedin, and she'll collect payment for her ktuba one time? Vehadar mapka vebedina achina vegavya. And then she'll bring out witnesses, different set of witnesses, in a different beddin, and collect her ketubah a second time, and she could do this a few times. Ela vaday b'makom de lo efshar katvinan shovah. You have to say for sure that whenever it's not possible otherwise, to such as in this case of almana mina erusin, to know if a woman already received her ketubah, you have a halacha that you have to write a receipt for him. Amar le malka shisha bered rav chizda le rav ashe. Markishisha, the son of Rav Chizda, said to Rav Ashe, Almana mina erusin minalan deitla ktuba. How do we know that a widow from erusin alone, not from nisuin, has a ktuba bichlan? Maybe Chachamim instituted a ktuba only for nisuin, only for women who are fully married. Ileima meha, if you're going to say that we learn it from a Mishnah, previously in our Masechet and Daf Nun Daled, where it says Nit Armela or Nit Garsha, if the woman was widowed or she divorced, Ben Mina Erusin, Ben Mina Nisuin, whether it was from the Erusin, whether it was from Nisuim, Gova et Hakol, she collects the entire amount of the Ketubah, right? Maybe you'll say, oh, you see, that's where we see that there is Ketubah even for Me'oreset. Dilma de Katavla, that's not a proof. Maybe the Mishnah is referring to a case where on his own he wrote a ketubah for her in the case of Erusin. That's not a proof that there is a takanat chachamim that a husband has to write a ketubah for a me'oreset. V'chi teima, and if you'll say that, what kind of explanation is that on the Mishnah? You're telling me the Mishnah is saying ikatavla, that if he wrote it on his own, ikatavla maile memra, then what's the purpose of the Mishnah teaching this halakha that she can collect the sum of the ketubah? I mean, that's obvious. He wrote it on his own. Why not? You can always answer, no, there is a chidush. L'apokemi de Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. That it comes to argue with the statement of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah de Amar, who said, shelo katavla ela al menat shehu konsa. That a me'oreset who was divorced, or if she was widowed, she's not entitled to the tosefet of the ketubah, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah holds, because the Chatan, although he wrote it in the Ketubah, he wrote it only on the condition that he's going to actually marry her and there's going to be Nisuin, since there was no Nisuin, either because of divorce or because they were widowed. So then not. That's according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Comes along the Mishnah and tells us, that's the Chidush, that Ikatavla, that if he wrote it, he has to give her. But again, there's no proof that there is a takanat chachamim for a me'oreset to write a ketubah. And the Gemara says, dei kanami, it even fits into the language of the Mishnah to explain that this is the meaning of the Mishnah, that he wrote it on his own. Diktani gova et hakol, because it says she collects the entire amount. Iyamad bishlama dikatavla. If you tell me that it's talking about that he wrote it for her on his own, mishum hachi gova et hakol. That's why she collects the entire amount, both the ikar and the tosefet. Ela yamar de lo katavla. But if you say that he did not write the ketubah and she's only collecting the payment because there is a takanat chachamim, mai gova et hakol. Then what is the meaning of she's collecting the entire sum? Mane mataimu de itla. The takanat chachamim is only either 100 or 200, depending if she's a non-betula or a betula. That's the takanat chachamim. Ela vaday, you have to say when it says gova et hakol, that means there is a tosefet ketubah. So obviously we're talking about that he wrote the ketubah. And since that's the case, from this Mishnah you have no proof that there is a takanat chachamim of a ketubah in a case of a me'oreset. Ve'ela, rather, you know where you could bring proof to the fact that a widow from Erusin does receive ketubah? Midetani Rav Chiya bar Avin. From that which Rav Chiya bar Avin taught a braita. And he taught the following. Ishto arusa. If one's arusa, betrothed wife, meaning not full wife, but they are engaged after kiddushin. If she died, ishto arusa who died, lo onen velo mitamela. He doesn't, the husband, the chatan, doesn't have the status of onen, right? Onen is someone whose close relative died but is not yet buried. So he's not an onen. Velo mitamela, and he shouldn't become impure in her burial if, let's say, he is a kohen. He's not allowed to be mitameh to bury her if he's a kohen, because they're not fully married. They weren't fully married. V'chen hi lo onenet velo mitame'alo. And the same, the reverse, that she doesn't have, if let's say he died after erusin, she is not considered an onenet velo mitame'alo, and she is not allowed to become impure in his burial. Meta eno yorsha. If let's say she died, he does not inherit her because he's not fully married to her. Met hu, if let's say he died after erusin, gova ketubata, she collects the payment of the ketuba. What do we see clearly from this bright of Rav Chiya bar Avin? That a widow from erusin does receive ketuba. But the Gemara once again says, why is this approved? Dilma de katavla. Maybe the Braita of Rav Chiya bar Avin is talking about where he on his own wrote a ketubah, meaning it's not a takanat chachamim, just like we said before. Maybe it's on his own. And if you ask me, ikatav la mai lememra, if you tell me what's the chidush, if that's the case, meta eno yorsha itzterichale. The chidush is the case, the halakha that's stated there, that if she died, he doesn't inherit her. That's the chidush. And therefore, it's possible to say that this braita of Rav Chiya bar Avin is also talking about the katavla. And it's not a proof that there is a takanat chachamim of ketubah by a almana min ha'erusin. So the Gemara concludes this discussion without any proof to the din that almana min ha'erusin has a takanat chachamim of ketubah. Amar le Rav Nachman, le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, le Rav de Amar get gove ikar. According to Rav, who says that if she shows the get, she can collect the ikar ktuba. Lechush dilma mapka gita behai bedina vegavia. Why are we not concerned that she will show the get in one bedin and she will collect? Behadra mapka bebedina achrina vegavia. And then she'll go to a different bedin and show the get and collect a second time. And if you'll answer me that we tear up the ketubah immediately as she receives the payment, well, amra bainan le'tsuvebe. She can always say to the bedin, I don't want you to tear it up. I want this get, I want to keep it so that I have proof that I can marry again. I want to show people that I am divorced and I can get married. So the Gemara answers, dekarinan le. The solution is we tear the get so that she cannot use it to collect money again. Vekatvinan agabe. And we write on the back of the torn ketubah the following words. Gita denan keranohi. We, the bedin, tore this get. Lav mishum de gita pasulhu. Not because it's a get pasul. It's a get kasher. She is divorced. Ela de la tehda vetikbe bezimna achrina. Just in order that she should not return, go back and collect with it another time. So this torn ketubah, this torn get that she has now with that writing of the bedin on the back is enough proof for her to go ahead and get married. And at the same time, she will not be able to deceive and to collect a second time. The new Mishnah begins as follows. Shene gitin ushte ketubot. Let's say a woman has two gitin and took ketubot from the same man because she remarried him again and she divorced him again. So she has two gitin from this person and took ketubot. So the fact that she has possession of these shtarot, this proves that she was never paid even for her first ketubah. And therefore, gova shete ketubot. She can collect the amount of two ketubot. Now, shetek ktubot veget echad, let's say she has two ktubot, but only one get. O ktubah v'ushne gitin, or let's say she has two gitin, but only one ktubah. Or let's say a case where o ktubah veget umita. If let's say she has a ktubah, she has a get, and she has witnesses to the fact that her husband died after they remarried. Ena gova ela ktubah achat. She collects payment only of one ketubah. Shehamegareshet ishto vehechezira. The reason for this is because we have a chazakah, a presumption, that one who is megareshet ishto, one who divorces his wife, vehechzira, and he remarries her, al menat ketubah harishona machzira. He remarried her with the intention of using the first ketubah, and she agreed that she's going to collect payment only of the original ketubah. That's the chazakah. Unless he wrote another ketubah for her, like the first case of the Mishnah where she's showing us two ketubot. But if let's say she's only showing us one ketubah and a get, and she's saying that, well, I remarried and he died, so I should get two. No, you're only showing one ketubah. The norm is, the chazakah is, that when there is remarriage, it is with the intention of the first ketubah, unless explicitly written otherwise. And that's why in this case, she can only collect one ketubah. Now the Gemara begins by addressing the halakha in the Mishnah where it said, if let's say she has two ketubot and one get, right? Let's take that example. So what was the halakha? What did the Mishnah say? That if she has two ketubot and one get, so then ena gova ela ketubah achat, the Mishnah said. She can only collect one ketubah. Now notice, the Mishnah did not say she can only use the last ketubah, the latest one. It said she can only collect one ketubah. That sounds like ibaya behai gavya. If she wants, she could use the early ketubah to collect. Ibaya behai gavya. If she wants, she could use the later one. Which means, let's say she prefers to use the earlier one. And the earlier one makes it that she can collect from lekuchot, from mishubadim, from purchasers who bought land from an earlier date, from the date of the first marriage. And she can use that ketubah to collect from them, right? So that's to her advantage. If she wants to do that, she can do so, to use the earlier ketubah. Or maybe the earlier ketubah has a bigger amount written in it. In other words, it sounds from the Mishnah that she has a choice which of the two ketubot to use. Okay, so the Gemara says, Leima tevet yufta de Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. Maybe this is a kushya from our Mishnah. We have a question on a statement of Rav Nachman who said in the name of Shmuel. The Amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel, and we learned this earlier in our Masechet, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Shene shtarot hayotzim beze achar ze. If there are two shtarot that were given one after the other, which means each one is recording, let's say, the same transaction of a sale or a gift, and they're separated by a few days in between. So, shnei shtarot hayotzim beze achar ze, bitel sheni et harishon. We assume that the second shtar cancels the first one, and therefore you can only use the second one. So why don't we say that in our Mishnah also? She should only be able to use the second ketubah. From the fact that the Mishnah says, enagova ela ketubah achat, which means she could use either one, isn't that going against what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel? Answers the Gemara, Lav itmar ala, did we not learn regarding that halakha of Shmuel that was quoted by Rav Nachman? Umoder amar Rav Papa said about it, Umoder Rav Nachman admits, De'i osif bedikla letosefet katve, that if let's say in the second shtar, he added to the transaction, he added to the sale, one more tree, another palm tree that was not mentioned in the first shtar. So that shows that he does not intend to cancel the first shtar. So therefore, hachanami b'deosifla. Over here also, we can explain that the Mishnah is dealing in a case where he added in the second ketubah an additional sum. And that proves that he wanted to add to the first ketubah, and the first ketubah is not void, and that's why she has the choice, if she would like to use the earlier ketubah. Because by adding something in the second, that shows that he didn't have in mind to cancel the first, just to add to the first. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a braita, Hotzia get uktuba umita. If let's say she shows a get and a ktuba, and she shows witnesses to her husband's death, which means that she remarried and her husband died from the second marriage. So now she has three things here: the get, the ktuba, and edim, witnesses of the death of the husband. Im get kodem liktuba, gova shete ketubot. If let's say the date that's written on the get is a day that is before, meaning it is a date that precedes the date on the ktuba, which means that we see here there were two marriages. So the get, she can collect the ktuba money for the first marriage. And then with the ktuba that is written with the later date, that's for the second marriage. So that's why, gova shete ketubot, she's entitled to collect two ktubot over here. Because we see clearly that it was written for her, the second, the ktuba that she's showing was written for her when she remarried. So the get gives her entitlement to payment for the first marriage, and the ktuba is giving her for the second marriage. However, ktuba kodemet leget, but if let's say the date that's on the ktuba is before the date that's written on the get, enagova ela ktuba achad, then she can only collect one ktuba. Why is that? Even though we know she remarried, but shehamigareshet ishto vechezira, one who, the chazaka is that one who divorces his wife and he remarries her, al minat ktuba rishona echzira. He remarried her with the intention of the first ktuba. And so we see here, even though they remarried, but the ktuba was written, this ktuba was written for the first marriage, because the date of the ktuba is before the get, right? And then they remarried, but there's no ktuba for that, because we go by the chazaka that they remarried with the intention of the original ketubah, and a second ketubah was not written. That's why she can only collect one ketubah in this case.